Parshat Hazino. We have a tremendous shira. Each pasuk is a source of wealth and pshat and drash. Torah tells us in pasuk lamed vav, Ki adin Hashem amo v'alavadav yisnacham ki yireh ki oz las yad ve'efes atzor v'azov. Translated more or less generally, that after the Torah tells us how Bnei Yisrael will stray from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be over there avodah zara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them, ki adin Hashem amo, but at some point v'alavadav yisnacham, they'll have a change of heart, so to speak, and they'll switch over to Midas HaRachamim. And when will that happen? Ki yireh ki oz las yad v'yefes atzur v'azuv. When Bnei Yisrael realize that they are helpless, that there's no one who's going to help him, no leader, no ruler, no one is going to come and assist them, when they realize that they can only turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change over to Midas HaRachem. The Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin Adaf Tzadi Zayin has a number of drushes on this pasuk, but it says something that's very strange. The Gemara says, "Ein ben David ba, ad she yityashu min ha-geula, shenema ve'efes atzur v'azuv." Ben David, Mashiach will come only once Bnei Yisrael are mityaesh from redemption. Only once they give up hope of being redeemed. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov asks, what in the world are Chazal saying over here? The belief in Mashiach is one of the Yud Gimel Ikari Emun of the Rambam. Nimamim Be'emun HaShleim Abiyas HaMashiach V'af Al Pi Sheyismameim Kol Zeh Achakalo. And the Gemara is telling us that Mashiach will only come once Bnei Yisrael give up hope of being redeemed. So counterintuitive. What does it mean? Explains Rabbi Yaakov. He says you misunderstand the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that Mashiach will come only once Bnei Yisrael give up hope of Mashiach coming. Mashiach will come at Yityashu only once Yityashu min ha-geula, meaning that as long as Bnei Yisrael think that the ultimate redemption can come about in some other way, some leader, some country, some organization, something is going to help Bnei Yisrael, and that's going to bring about the redemption, Mashiach isn't going to come. It's only when Efes Atzur V'Azuv, you can come in if you want. It's only Efes Atzur V'Azuv, when they realize that there's no leader, no general, no organization that's going to be able to bring about the Geula. Nothing but nothing can, no one can redeem them. That there's only one possibility left, and that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. When they've given up all hope of any other means of redemption, it's then and only then that the Geula will come. And too often, we may think that things would be just so much better if we had the right political leadership, if we had the right military leadership, if we had the right prime minister in one country or president in another country. If only we could speak up and the United Nations would change its mind. If only this one and that one, then that's going to create the new Middle East. And everything's going to be fine and dandy. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be Bibi, it's not going to be Bennett, it's not going to be Biden, it's not going to be Trump, it's not going to be the United Nations, it's not going to be anything. Because at the end of the day, none of them are capable of bringing about a Gula. That's only going to come about when we have the right relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we realize that relying on all others is futile. And that's, to a great extent, what we talk about in our davenings. We daven for in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in Shmona Esrei. Say v'chein ten kavod Hashem liyamecha, tila l'reyacha v'sikva tova l'doshecha. Ufischom pelam yachalim lach simcha liyatzecha v'sasal liyirecha. When is that going to happen? It's only going to happen after the first paragraph. V'chein ten pachtecha Hashem elokeinu al kol ma'asecha v'imascha al kol ma'asher barasa v'yiraucha kol ha'masim yishtachavu lefanecha kol ha'bruim. And later on in the Shmona Esrei, when we come along and we say, "Lochal kol alam kulo b'chvodecha, yomar kol asher neshama v'yapo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, u'malchuso b'kol mashallah." It's only when we realize that only the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech, is the only power in the world. There's no other power. There's no other source of redemption. There's no other source of geula. We realize that the geula is only going to come about not by any other leader. The Efes Atzur Vazuv. It's when we finally return to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you always were in charge. You are in charge. You always will be in charge. We messed up. But now we know that Ein Lanu Al Mi Lihishoein El Avinu Shebashamayim. That's when we'll be Zocha to the Geula, to Ben David coming.